When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sport
press.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, get into the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. Wearing the right jerseys on the road. Cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three. And me, I crash the boards. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings. Cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the Wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it fast. The flow split the double, grabbed the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time even when...
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast, featuring hosts J-Hove, Weezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back, and some of you for the first time, to the Full Sport Press podcast. The premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan, and this is your one-stop shop for all sports related news and topics. I am Jay Hope.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy.
It's your man Coach Locke.
Cameraman, how are you doing, brother?
Two thumbs up.
Ross Perot.
No face, no case.
Ross Perot. All right. Episode 497, guys. We're discussing the biggest sports stories of 2023.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
You better damn know it.
Better damn believe it.
I got your password. I'm getting your shit good. Best of the week.
We talk about scammers. Dog go hard, lady Jeff.
Best of the week, Jeff. Talk to the people.
Oh, shoot, man. My best of the week.
That nigga looking at my damn password.
Jay, you probably like this, Coach, okay. Like as well. NBC. Maybe getting a couple of NBA games in the coming up seasons.
Yeah.
So hopefully that means the best. Exactly. Best theme music ever. NBA on NBC.
Yeah.
You lost to the song.
You lost Weeks. You remember that? Okay.
You're just not excited. I get it.
That was a good time. Game 6, Game 7, the Garden or something like that.
Show the highlights.
Oh, my God.
Cappy Pond.
But Amara Shaw, I watched him be at NBC before.
He wasn't on there. It was more off, dog. Amara Shaw worked the sideline, B, dog.
Amara Shaw was inside stuff. Yeah.
It was on NBC.
True. That's true.
NBC. No, but we talking about two totally different things.
The games.
When two
the
things ain't true.
I remember that. Because that song was on
NBA. Broadway. I remember.
That song was on what?
NBA Jam.
Oh, I remember.
Yes, it was, too.
What's that?
That song was on NBA Jams, too.
I don't know what you got. Best of week,
you might be though. You got me on that one.
He don't even watch video. He play video games. Can't ask
my best of the week, man, is the 50 years of Grammys hip hop.
You better watch his back. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's a good show, Coach.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Jeff. You know what I'm saying? Because I missed the live airing. Yeah. I didn't know it was coming on, but you put me on and told me it was on Paramount Plus. Yes, appreciate that. It was good. It was good.
Yeah. So shout out to Hip Hop Honest. They did a good job, too.
They did a good job.
But it's, I'll ask y'all that another time.
I should watch it.
Only thing they should have done.
Here we go.
I see it. It's my guy. I want to give my guys credit. Okay. The Coyle Ray, Busta Rhymes sample, they should have brought him out for that.
Busta Rhymes wasn't even there. They didn't have enough New York people.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Dude, there was no.
Busta Rhymes. The you could have called Busta Rhymes.
Yeah. Swiss Beats.
Yeah, somebody. Swiss Beats would have showed up.
For Ja Rule.
I'm surprised Timbaland wasn't.
Nelly was there with Ashanti.
That's true.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Jock could have showed up.
Jock could have showed up. Everybody
or
had 50.
Or 50.
Okay.
The Gunner thing was funny.
Gunner's out there by himself.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. I don't care. I got to worry about that. Yeah, it was just fun. They didn't bring him out when they brought everybody else back out. And he said,
"He better walk in by himself." Yeah.
My best of the week, guys, is Matt. Is Matt Araiza, the punt god, Jeff's punter.
Yeah,
accuser like dropped her. her SA lawsuit against him. Wasn't even present at the party when the alleged assault took place. Godspeed, very talented kid, played for the Buffalo Bills, went through a lot, defaming his name, he's my punter on Madden right now, if you guys didn't know. Did you know that cameraman? Yeah, okay, that's my punter, Matt Araiza.
Don't bring up Madden,
my bad.
Best of the week.
Talk to the people.
Shit the bed in the championship.
Best of the week, man. My Titans got to win on Monday Night Football.
Yes.
That shouldn't be your best of the week because you bet against them.
Hey, y'all ain't giving me to my worst of the week.
Oh, okay, cool. So I
just now what? Fuck.
No, go right to your worst of the week.
You saw you ruin shit?
Bro, go right to your worst of the week. You're up next.
Nah,
literally.
You ruined it. Go ahead. He did, him and you ruined it.
Bro, we're producing you.
I already had to produce.
Well, go to the worst of the week.
Already had it produced.
I love it.
Go back to
focus. You got it, man. You got it.
They ruin shit though, Jeff.
I hear you.
Come on, Chairman Dodge. Come on, Chairman Dodge.
They ruin shit.
Chairman Dodge.
Come on. Worst of the week, will you?
Then my worst of the week.
There you go.
Is right back my my Tennessee Titans. I committed the Cardinals sin. I bet against my team. It was unhealthy for me.
Yeah.
It was completely unhealthy for me Monday night.
How you feel about it?
I just said it. I was unhealthy.
When you was watching the game.
You didn't sleep about it.
Can you please get that out of my
mic? That's a mic.
I'm asking.
That's just a mic.
With all due respect. Respectfully.
Okay. With all due respect. Yeah. What about this? Mic.
Get your little iPhone out of my face.
No, I'm just saying. It's a mic. Why?
But yeah, it wasn't a good idea. I should have done that. It was hard to watch that game Monday night.
Yeah.
And they was playing well, too.
They was playing well. Will Levis played a hell of a game.
My worst of the week, guys, the Golden State Warriors. Their bench outscored their starters 80-36 against Phoenix 2 nights ago. Besides Steph, the other starters had 12 points combined. Yeah. 12 points combined. Two of those guys were former All-Stars, dude. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Free Steph or get him some help.
Back to
this is why Bob Myers left. Because he didn't want to make the hard, rough decision to get rid of two of the guys that were cornerstone guys. That's why Bill Belichick is Bill Belichick.
He'll get rid of your ass
early.
Yeah.
When it's still some trade
on the tag.
Oh yeah, the whole Free Steph thing would never happen. You can quit saying that. He'll never play for another team. And they might get him some help, but he will retire a Golden State Warrior.
Well, get him some help then. That's all I need. I don't need my boy out there wasting his time. If that's the case, then we can set him to career.
Everybody else did
with
it.
With Cannon and
everybody
and
else
the kids.
Did. Yeah. All the big dogs did it. Everybody else did it.
He got no help.
LeBron did it.
He ain't got no help.
Kobe did it.
Man, LeBron cried for 3 years straight
to get help. LeBron
and he
did
got
it. Kobe
Anthony
did
Davis,
it.
A top five player in this position.
All the big dogs did it. Everybody else did time. He got
to
do his time,
oh,
too.
Oh, you're saying Steph has never had to. Oh, you're saying this is Steph going through what everybody else went through.
Yeah.
They didn't have nobody. Yeah. Oh, I get what you're saying.
What you got,
Kyle? But he kind of got a point there.
Nah, what
Steph
you got?
Has always had – he's always had some low spades or high spades around him.
Bro, that was built. That was a team that was
built. It was
built.
Yeah, he's never had to get it out the mud, though.
Everybody had to do left 29.
Davidson.
What you got, Coach?
Yeah, he'll do it in
Davidson. Talk to me, Coach.
He don't want that
conversation
right now.
Not Steph.
My worst of the week is Draymond Green, man.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dog. Come on, dog.
Ain't that bad.
Young Dick.
Nah, dog, he tripping.
It was an accident.
Nah.
Accident.
Nah.
It was an accident.
Nah. Ain't nah. He hit that man square in his face. Square in his face.
Accident.
I can
really
see.
Dead ass. He was just trying to get him up off of.
Nah, not like that, dog.
I'm just saying.
Nobody.
No,
come
he just
on,
wasn't
nah.
on him.
Nah.
He wasn't on him.
He was, bro, he was
Draymond.
Just, he kept holding him.
He swung.
But if you look at Draymond Green play basketball,
he's there.
He's very loose with his arms. So he flails a lot.
So you wouldn't suspend him.
He's loose purposely.
No, but what they did the right thing by suspending him, but it wasn't on purpose. I know it on purpose. Like elbow. I seen, like, J.R. Smith did the exact same thing to Jay Crowder. Gave him a concussion. But he was just trying to get him up off of him. You get loose with your hands, you get loose with your hands.
Yeah.
He did that on purpose.
Draymond just doesn't get the benefit of the doubt.
That's it. Yeah. And that's the problem.
He don't need it.
He never will get
but,
it.
Either. But this is why he don't get the benefit of the doubt. He has mastered how to make it look like that, but know what he's doing.
Him and CP.
Yeah.
Him and Chris
Man,
Paul.
Man, this is not what now. Go ahead, Jeff. What you got?
See, Chris Paul. The NBA players have said Chris Paul is dirty, bro. You know that.
John Stockton is dirty.
Okay. He is. All right.
Yeah, two things can be true.
Pot, meat, kettle. What do you mean? Like, it's the same thing. All right. My worst of the week. Whatever happened with that basketball at the end of that Pacers Bucks game, whatever happened right there, all of that was bad. I get it. Y'all didn't want to give him the ball because he got a 64 points against you all, Pacers. And then also Giannis, chill out, bro. You, the Nassis, and I forget the other brother's name. Y'all got to relax.
The other brother ain't even there.
I'm just saying, but the Nassis was there ready to go.
The Nassis ready to go.
Yeah, you got to relax.
Yeah, he needs some kind of action because he was going to damn flow. I play more than he do.
I understand why Giannis was mad, though. That's a franchise record, though.
Yeah, franchise
record. Career high franchise record. That's not soft. That's stuff you put in your man cave.
You got that cave the ball.
No,
he don't know that.
He don't know that.
He don't know if that's the actual ball they play with.
He said it. He don't know if it's
so if he don't know, why he going off?
That's why he went back there, because he was mad about it, is what I'm saying. I understand why he's mad. That's something you put up in your man cave. You can say, this is the ball that has the record all-time points.
I'm laughing at Coach.
For the Bucks franchise history. Yeah. I understand.
64 ball.
I ain't saying he should have ran back there, but I understand why he was mad.
All right. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Spotify, Beyond Pod, YouTube, and Amazon Music. To catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP, just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. J-Hope.
Yes, sir.
And Weezy.
What it do?
Do you guys have a yellow box of Cheerios recipient for our listeners? Three.
It's J-Hope's quarterback, David Carr.
Wow. You put David Carr on
my jacket. That's crazy, gang. That's crazy. Yes, NFL Network analyst David Carr, not to be confused with Derek Carr, his little brother, is catching heat for a take that the Philadelphia Eagles should bench Jalen Hurts. Carr said, and I quote, Marcus Mariota would probably be better at playing quarterback right now and be more productive because Hurts' limitations are very limited as he deals with his current knee injury. Now, this caught the attention of former NFL fullback Vontae Leach, who wrote on social media that Carr used to forget the plays when they were teammates on the Houston Texans. During his final year with the Texans, Carr had more interceptions, 12, than touchdowns, 11, in 16 starts. This is the thing. I'm all about slander towards Jalen Hurts because I think, indeed, he is cosplaying as Shamar Moore as a quarterback one for the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, but you can't say stuff like Marcus Mariota is a better quarterback at any point, one knee injury or whatever the case may be. Shut up. You're bozo, David Carr. You're bozo. Relax. You wish you had the actual career that Jalen Hurts has had so far.
Yeah, it's just the thing. When you go on Twitter or where, or your network and you talk, you know, they're going to bring your receipts up.
True.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to bring your receipts up.
They tried to go with Cam because of what he said.
Tried to get Jeff, too.
Yeah, Jeff stand tall.
But at least Cam got MVP,
Jeff,
though.
Yeah, Jeff don't run.
That's it. That's all Cam got.
Nah, Cam, that's enough, though. Now, when Cam was playing his prime, he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Indeed. He was the. He was so the. He was numero uno.
And that.
No, that my ass.
MVP.
It was, you know, Cam Newton was the best. If you was playing fantasy football, the quarterback that you were taking was Cam Newton.
The MVP year.
The year after that, the year before that, it was Cam Newton.
Okay. True.
Anyway.
We didn't like Cam, though.
We know what he
did. It's been well documented on this show.
Come on, very well documented. Yeah. Just my guy, Just Period Go, he hit me. He said my take is very similar to what Weezy does with black quarterbacks. He hit me in my DMs and told me that. So.
Who told who, Jay?
He lied.
He said that. I can show you the shit.
Who did? Who said this?
Just Period Go.
Oh, okay.
IG.
No, IG. Yeah. He said, you know what I'm saying, your takes on black quarterbacks.
Tell him how I let him. I got a Twitter, too. Tell him how I let him.
Instagram.
Yeah, I got IG, too.
Yeah. He probably follows you. He's a good guy.
Yeah, shout out to dude. Shout out to the guys. Yeah. shout out to my guys, FSP guys, man. What's up, guys? You guys ready to get started the first half?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The first half is underway. Full Sport Press.
First half, the hottest sports news of the past week, like you do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press Podcast. Before we get started, I am J-Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
I'm Weezy. What it do?
It's your man Coach Lop.
Jeff, where can they find you on social media, my brother?
You can't do that, bro. That ain't your, that's not your steez, bro.
That's not what you do, Jeff,
where can they find you on social media, my brother?
You're not a real stepper like that.
Ooh, ooh. I missed.
You know what I'm saying?
I missed.
What happened?
Yeah. Jay, God, these two coaches, Jay Easley, 84, across all social media platforms.
Coach Back, baby, where you at?
Nothing has changed, man. It's lock underscore the underscore great. That's THA. Get at me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm FSP underscore. Weezy on IG, and I'm at Weezy on Twitter. Holla at me.
Mm-hmm. Holla at you.
Holla at you, my dog.
Now to the next segment.
All right. It is playoff time in the Full Sport Press.
You're playing with me, coach. You hear me?
There you go, Weez. In the Full Sport Press Fantasy Football League. Shout out to CMC later at 12-2. Got a loss last week. Don't really matter, but that was the first loss in a while. That number one seed, he gets a bye this week. And one time for Hair Jordan at 11-3. One time for AB, he gets a bye as well. Let's get to the matchups. Guess who didn't make the playoffs, cameraman? This guy. Didn't make the playoffs at all. Got a win to end the season off, but did not make the playoffs. All right. Number four seed, Bad Draft Charlotte. One time for P.O. at 7-7. What against Royale with the Cheese. That's Twin at 7-7 as well. P.O. is projected to win that one by 7 points. Twin, I ain't never pulled for you to win in my life. But I need you to win this game. I'm so sick of P.O. and his shit every time he wins a game because he thinks I was going against him. Anywho, moving on. Return of the Mac in 9-5. One time for Reagan. Going against Saquon and them. Coach Wayman said it's the first time he made the playoffs because he pulled up for the draft.
Man, fuck Coach Wayman.
Damn. Oh,
goodness gracious.
Damn.
Sheesh.
What type of business I stand.
Yo, right.
You know I'm a real stepper.
Yes.
Right, Coach Wayman, come on.
Yes.
I'm a dog, but he know why I'm out there.
Yes, I ain't going to say.
You going to tell the listeners what happened?
Yeah, I ain't going to say. You on this.
Ain't nothing to talk about.
You going to tell, tell the listeners what happened?
Nah, I ain't tripping. Nah,
yeah, you got to say shit like that. You got to
tell. Yeah, put a name on that bullet. What happened?
I put a name on it.
I'm saying what happened, though.
I know. I lost a man.
Yeah.
Oh. He made you stand on business.
Nah. I won 35 straight games. I was supposed to lose one.
He lost.
What?
You lost. He lost, though. Shout out to the Falcons, man.
You got, yeah, Jeff.
Yeah. That is. I lost in the championship, in the Super Bowl. All right.
To
Cam. Shout out to Cam. Cam whooped my ass in the Super Bowl. Shout out to you, Cam. Not
nah, I'm one of the first one. Ain't that's nobody ever going to do it undefeated. Nah, that'd be the last person you get a hand for that. I was undefeated.
Back to the playoffs.
Super Bowl.
But Terry Mac at 9-5 versus Saquon and them at 7-7.
He got his ass whooped, but then he didn't.
I ain't get my ass whooped. I lost. I was up 10 points with 3 minutes left.
He walked your ass down.
He didn't walk me down.
Shit.
Return of the Mac is projected to win this one. We'll see how Saquon and them finishes out. That is week one of the FSP Fantasy Football League playoffs.
Sean Washington make it?
Nah.
Damn.
P.O. put Wash out.
Really?
Yeah.
Because whoever won that game last week made the playoffs.
That's exactly right.
Damn.
Yeah. Shout out to P.O. P.O. woke up. He chose violence against me. A lot of people chose violence against me. But I had my hands up, though, this week.
P.O. made the playoffs.
Yeah, he did.
The camera on.
Shout out to you. You got a power ranking to give us, don't you?
Yeah,
big dog?
I ain't got to do that.
You always introduce the power rankings every week. Number seven this week, Joe.
Okay.
New team.
I know better be number one. I know that.
New team.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Browns are number seven this week.
You believe in Flacco.
Classic Flacco.
You believe in Flacco. All right.
Number six this week.
Okay.
They dropped down a little bit. They got beat.
Yeah.
Detroit Lions at number six.
They holding on, ain't they?
Let me die.
They holding on. They holding on.
Barely. Back of quarterback getting them.
Yeah.
Number five this week.
Okay.
Big drop.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs, number five.
They holding on, too.
Mm.
Whew.
Number three this week.
It's number four, huh?
Damn.
Oh, number four this week. I'm sorry. Number four this week.
Yeah.
Somebody dropped down again.
Yeah. They holding on.
They should have.
Who dropped down, coach?
It's Philadelphia. Definitely.
Damn right.
They holding on, too.
Number three this week.
It's 3-3.
Somebody moved
it's
up.
It's 10-3.
Dallas Cowboys at number three this week.
Shout out to Buffalo.
Number two this week. Stayed the same. Baltimore Ravens at number two.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
San Francisco 49ers.
That's about right. Hey, ain't too bad right there.
Seen the writing on the wall?
Ain't too bad.
Seen the writing on the wall.
Did we not tell you that when you was like, they ain't number one?
Well, You did lose three games prior to that when I was on.
We had our left tackle out, we had our wide receiver one out, and we also had.
You right? That's part of it.
And we missing our all pro safety.
That's part of it.
so many stars on that team. Jesus. That's what I thought. That's good general manager.
It is right good there. GM.
That's how you do it, bro.
Good GM.
Goodness gracious. Let's move on to how you do it. Please. Move on to some basketball in the NBA. The
how inaugural. You do that there?
Okay, P.
Yeah. You're right, my bad. Yeah. Fuck P.
Fuck
yeah.
P.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Take your glasses out, nigga. My guy.
Come on, Joe. Come on.
All right. Shout out to Adam Silver. The first in the inaugural in-season NBA tournament has come to the conclusion with the Los Angeles Lakers reigning victorious over the much-gamed Indiana Pacers in the championship game on a Saturday night in primetime. Good to see it.
Yep.
With the new courts. Mm-hmm. All right. In Vegas, $500,000 purse on the line for each player. Mm-hmm. And the Lakers pulled it off. LeBron was all in, believing this is the big thing with champagne on all the players. He was ready to roll. So with all that being said, starting with you, Coach Locke, how do you feel about the Lakers winning the first in-season tournament? Is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I mean, it's a big deal because the first person to do something is always a big deal.
Okay.
So they will always go down in history as the first team to win the inaugural in-season tournament. And I think that's why LeBron took this so seriously, to say he was the first, to have the first. He'll be in the record books as the first. And, of course, with his teammates coming out saying that he promised them to do that, he's the type of guy that he knows those players on the lower end of the roster don't make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say that. Let me rephrase that. They don't make a lot of money compared to some other people compared in the NBA. Let me do it like that.
Yeah.
So $500,000 extra for winning that one game on top of the $100,000 they got for winning the quarterfinals and the semifinals, because you got $50,000 for every game that you won up until the championship game. That's $600,000 that they didn't account for. So,
Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and Cali, they get tax credit. Yeah, it's so $230,000.
Yeah, they'll get $230,000. Yeah, it is. So that's why I think LeBron took it so seriously. And if AD plays close to like this all season and in the playoffs, the Lakers would be favorites to win. Because anytime you put up 41-20, what else you got to say? That's the AD that people are looking for him to be. Now, he's not going to have 40-20 every night. But if he can go close to that at about 25-13 every night like that, the Lakers are going to be favorites.
All right, so this is the thing about what I think about this. The game was the most watched non-Christmas regular season game on any network in the last 6 years. They even had a multicast with Kevin Hart, Plastic Cup Boys, hard to watch, but it was the only thing we could watch living in Tennessee because of the tornado.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the people.
Prayers to you. Yes.
Godspeed with everybody with that, sure. But for a first-time attempt, it was a success.
Yes.
I think wholeheartedly. But with the Lakers, if I'm a Lakers fan, I'm terrified. Because that means we peaked in November, December. You get Gabe Vincent back in a couple of weeks. You got to figure out a way to not peak in December. Because AD might have blown his load, in December. He was playing hard as hell, man. You're going to have to get some pieces.
I'm hearing
DeMar DeRozan. I'm hearing Zach LaVine. Anybody clutch related, it's coming to
Trey
the
Trey Young, sit your ass back. No, stay where you at. Chill, Trey.
So you think?
Yeah. I think they got to make pay like trades. Just D'Angelo is not working. Rui, not. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, but they knew that going into it. He was a trade bait. He was gonna be traded in December. So he's out.
You believed in Russell though.
Yeah.
He's better than Jamal Murray still to
the one thing
about my God.
The one thing about the SEC tournament, man, that one game.
You wild for that.
I don't see too many teams beating them in a one game.
Yeah.
With that team. But seven game series is totally different.
Yeah.
Like, but they started the wrestling last night because LeBron rested last night. Probably AD's probably going to rest next game. Mm-hmm. But he did have 37 back to back on his first time. No, that was Kawhi Leonard. I'm sorry.
That was Kawhi.
Yeah.
But that'll be fine.
He balling, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a big deal. You think that should raise a banner?
That was my next question.
Yeah, they got to raise that banner. It's a part of it. It's the first.
Yeah, and they're going to do it differently, though.
Yeah.
You got to take it. For this to be taken seriously,
you got to put a banner.
Yeah,
the NBA making them do
that. But did they get rings?
No, they get the cup.
I think they are going to get rings, though.
They get the cup. I mean, they give rings for SEC tournaments and all of that stuff. So, I mean, it makes sense, but no.
But the more and more it goes on, it'll get more serious.
Yeah. Soccer don't give out rings.
I think next year it'll be $1 million.
Yeah, it's got to go to 500.
And I think that's why LeBron took it so serious, because he is, I'm not saying he's
I can't say he's well versed in soccer. Mm-hmm. I don't know him, but he does pay attention to soccer, from what it seems like.
And he's been owner of Liverpool.
And owner of Liverpool as well. So he understands how it is to have those in-season cups and and championships. Like, it means something. So it's dope to see, man.
Yep. All right, before we get started with halftime, let's talk some Major League Baseball. Shohei Ohtani was officially introduced by the Dodgers at a news conference on Thursday. His $700 million 10-year contract, well over what we predicted last week, is the largest ever in MLB history and makes Ohtani the world's highest-earning athlete. Ohtani's deal provides that 97% of the money will be deferred without interest and not fully paid until 2023 to do what, cameraman? To avoid the taxes in California. Smart guy. Also, he would not be allowed to terminate his deal if Mark Walter is no longer controlling owner or president of baseball operations Andrew Friedman is no longer with said team. The 29-year-old Ohtani won AL MVP award in 2021 and again last month despite his 2023 season being cut short by injury. Wheezy, is anybody worth $700 million?
Yeah, we just seen it. like you said, he's the modern-day Babe Ruth. If he played today, in today's game, with today's money, in today's market, he'd probably get the same money.
Babe Ruth, he's Dominican. Yeah. He's Dominican now. Yeah, sure. Or black. Yeah. We'll take.
Ohtani, he's well-deserving. They said his jersey's already sold out. Tickets is doubled. Crazy. So they did what they supposed to do. And he saved them, because he's only getting $2 million a year now.
$2 million until 2043.
Mm-hmm. Somebody got planning to. I don't understand that.
It's just deferred. In baseball, you can defer payments. Just like back in the NBA, what was that used to be called? It was a... Gilbert Arenas did
amnesty. Keep it warm. So you get paid.
You would get one amnesty where you can stretch out the payments for. So baseball has it on some of their big contracts.
So he's only going to get $2 million.
Bobby Bonilla. Yeah.
He's only got $2 million for 10 years.
$2 million for 10 years. Yeah.
And then after 10 years, he get his whole money.
It'd be like it'd be $60 million. Then like a 55.
Yeah,
like
all the way to 2043. Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Could y'all wait that long for your money like that?
Well, you got to realize, too, 10 years from now, that money for the actual baseball team, it's going to be $1.4 billion deals, dog. That money ain't going to be the same. Just like Bobby Bonilla, when he did it, he signed a 10-year, $38 million contract.
Yeah.
That sounds like chump change now compared to what crazy. These guys did. But it was crazy in 1987. Yeah.
Anyway, he finished getting paid. The good thing about it for the Dodgers is, it's not, like you said, Jay, it's not accrued interest.
No.
Right? He just gets his lump sum of money.
Yeah.
And they get to, Ohtani, like you said, get to avoid those taxes in L.A.
And also, you still get to go re-sign Clayton Kershaw.
To do your thing.
Yeah, you need to get to a couple of your pitching, your bullpen together. Yeah, not
this was already a World Series contending team.
Yeah.
And now you just got, like we said, Babe Ruth.
That's a long time waiting on that money.
Yeah.
But you got a guy
that. Be all right. He going to put. You listen, his family is and his family's on there. You ain't got to worry about it.
Everybody's fine. Yeah. We talked about this. I had different. You and I, we had different stances on this.
Yeah.
I felt like he needed to get out of Anaheim to get to a bigger LA market, which is why he chose the Dodgers. And this is what I was talking about.
Because
they can make a move like this.
I didn't think he was going to do that. I was thinking he was going to go to a place like Toronto, where he's the biggest star in the world there. Yeah. But
he prioritized money and winning, not just winning.
What you got, Coach?
I mean, you took the words in my mouth. I was going to say he took the money but made the deal like this because he wants to win.
Yeah.
So now he can take this $2 million. They can go get another superstar if they want
to. They can.
Because they only gave him $2 million on the books, technically.
Mm-hmm.
So with him getting paid like that, it's just going to make the Dodgers have room to become even better, adding him and then adding another major player.
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to Mookie Betts, man.
Yeah.
So. And that's what they were saying. Like, they said Juan Soto, if he would have known that they were going to defer his payment, he wouldn't have went to the Yankees. He might have went to the Dodgers.
That would have been nuts.
Yeah. Did y'all hear what the Chicago Cubs offered him?
Same thing.
No, it was more than that.
No, they offered him 8 years, $600, but $100 in the first year. Whoa. He turned that down.
And he wanted to go to San Francisco as well, but he was
in California.
Yeah, he was worried about San Francisco's crisis that they're having right now with homeless people. But yeah, his deal includes a full no trade clause, guys, which is something that really doesn't happen in baseball. A premium hotel suite on road trips.
Yeah, of you gotta get all that.
Luxury suite.
Yeah,
for two
like
luxury suites for home games and a full time interpreter. I wish I knew the Ohtani's language because that would be a good gig.
It's a good gig to have right there.
That's a good gig.
Yeah.
But after his second Tommy John surgery, Wheezy mentioned last week, he won't pitch until 2025.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just the thing, you're getting him for his bat right now. But you want, you pay $700 million, which I mentioned last week. I was thinking $450-500 is just for Juan Soto. But what if you're getting Juan Soto and you're getting Clayton Kershaw?
Yeah.
That's what you paid $700 million for. So he was underpaid, actually.
And you pay that for selling out regular season games.
I do. Yeah. Like we said, highest jersey sales on Fanatics in the first 48 hours. He outsold Messi. Yeah. You don't do that. You don't outsell Messi and nothing. Yeah.
So that shows right there.
But and like we just mentioned, you saying you don't know if you want to wait for that money that much. His endorsements is going to get him paid a lot still.
Yeah, New Balance athlete.
So he's fine.
He ain't tripping on that.
Yeah, he's going to get $2 million a year. So endorsements, he probably, what, $6, $7, $8 million a year?
Nah, he'll get more than that. Now, in China, they say he makes $15 million.
Just off China.
It's the Yao Ming effect.
It's just like LeBron has Gatorade, and LeBron also has Buick, and
he may have be doing advertisements over in China for different companies.
New Balance is $7-8 million. For sure, it just equals up.
That's what happened when Yao Ming, he's global jersey outsold everybody when he was like in NBA that.
Yeah, he's straight. Yeah. You guys ready to get started with halftime?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime. Was I supposed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Halftime. It is my top seven NBA power rankings. Let's get it, Weezy. All right, number seven. Got an entry, new entry to the list. Now, remember, guys, I'm going to make sure everybody remembers this. This is a week-to-week revolving list, okay? This is not the best teams in the NBA cumulative. That was only one time. That was last week. That is.
Chef, you guys playing yourself? Yeah, you say your list.
No. People don't listen, Weezy. People don't listen. They want to fight me. They want to leave comments. You know,
I want to fight you.
No, I can fight.
Just represent South.
No, that has nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with it. Because represent South 8. They want to fight.
Oh, my God.
That was a good one. All right, let's get started. Our League Pass legend of the week, the Brooklyn Nets. 13-10 record as of recording. Fun young team to watch. Got rid of all their stars last year and playing as a team. This reminds me of that Brooklyn Nets playoff team with D'Angelo Russell, Caris LeVert, and of kids, guys of that nature that made it to the eighth seed, made it to the playoffs that one year in the East. They're going to look just like that again this year. All right, number seven. At 10-3 since Russ moved to the bench, the L.A. Clippers. On a five-game winning streak, Kawhi's playing back-to-backs, 37-36, I believe, in those two games. As of recording, they're on a five-game winning streak, like I said. So the L.A. Clippers are at number seven. Number six, winners of four of the last five, the Oklahoma City Thunder. SGA, again, there is a high possibility, Coach Locke, that our MVP and our Rookie of the Year are on the same team.
Rookie of the Year.
Check. Our MVP, SGA. It is a very high probability that could happen.
Yeah,
this
year. I mean, SGA top three for sure.
Exactly. So, mark my words, that could happen. Mm. Number five, winners of four or five, the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis is unstoppable. Let's just put it out there. He's unstoppable. 35, 37, and 64 in his last three games. Dame Lillard's got to come around a little bit. The shot's kind of, it is what it is. Can't
stop
sucking.
Come on.
Got to stop giving who credit. Dame Lillard? But the Bucks are winning games. They're figuring it out. This is early in the season still. Got more than halfway to go. Shout out to the Bucks. Number four, our MVP of last year, Joel Embiid in the Philadelphia 76ers. 50, 38, 34, and 41 in his last four games.
Cooking.
Not to mention the emergence of Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris. I talked about this last week, playing like Clippers, Tobias Harris with Doc Rivers. They are going to be the formidable matchup in the East. Had a great week this week. Number three. Minnesota Timberwolves, winners of six of their last seven. And it was a little dinged up. All right. No worries. Rudy Gobert still saving the world out there. And you got Cat Thomas, who's doing his thing, shooting all the threes he wants to shoot, and he's living his best life on the three-point line. So shout out to the Timberwolves pulling it together with that young roster minus Gobert. Number two. The Celtics, winners of five of the last six. Got a big matchup this weekend, though. They play, as of recording, they're going to play Orlando Magic twice this week. Jay and I both are high on the Orlando Magic this year. Right. It's going to be a good measuring stick game for them, the young Magic, and a good way to keep the Celtics interested in this regular season. So the Celtics are number two. Number one, Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron took his sabbatical to go see Bronny play. He make his debut this week. Took two games off after winning the in-season tournament. No worries. Lakers are winners of five of their last six. And Hey, man, say what you want to say about AD. We talked about it. Weezy mentioned it. Coach Locke mentioned it earlier in the show. Anthony Davis is playing like a man out there. He and Wimby was fun to watch the other night. Fun to watch those two guys go at it. Big pause. But this week, the Los Angeles Lakers are number one team on our power rankings.
I disagree with that, but
that's cool.
How, Jay?
No, I'm just saying that's your list. It's your list.
What was your number one team this week?
Not them.
And that's all right. Yeah. You guys ready for the second half?
Let's get it.
Let's go.
Let's get it.
The second half is underway.
Second half 2023 sports year in review show. I am J-Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
It's your man Coach Locke.
Cameraman, some of the biggest sports stories in the world involved athletes and teams for on and off the field reasons. As 2023 comes to an end, here's a look back at the 7 biggest sports moments of the calendar year. First things first, we'll start with number 7. We're reviewing the champs from the year, starting off with Georgia football. Weezy, grade their championship run A through F.
Their championship run's an A.
Okay.
Back-to-back championships.
Yeah.
On the verge. I can't look at you right now, Jeff. On the verge of winning. On the verge of winning 3 championships. They ain't lost a game. This is their first time losing a game in the whole calendar year. You got to – what Kirby Smart is doing with that team, with the transfer portal – and keeping the he doesn't have 5-star quarterbacks, and keeping that defensive line and keeping them in games is that's pretty big deal.
Gotcha, Jeff.
All right, now Weezy is correct. This is an A, winning that many games in a row, dominating in the championship against TCU. It was fun to watch, man. But, you know, again, with Stetson Bennett at QB,
man, right?
The legend, Stetson Bennett,
legend. A couple of games, he took a sabbatical from the Rams.
Year, he said it was a health issue. They didn't go into what it was though, or just an issue. I don't put that on him like that. So
Godspeed to Stetson Bennett.
Absolutely, back to back. You got undefeated 2 years in a row, I believe. Was it correct? Yeah. So
back to back.
Yeah. So
Lethal Whip, Danny Glover,
Mel Gibson.
Right. Yeah. What you got?
I went A as well for all the reasons y'all spoke on. I mean, you go 15-0 college football and dominating the championship game like they did and go right into 2023, even though this from 2024 season, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
It didn't end like they wanted it to, but
– hell of a run.
Yeah, only one loss. Yeah. So it's an A.
Yeah, I piggyback on all of that. A-plus standing ovation for Georgia football, even though it's one of my – hated, right? I was there about to get Trevor Etienne. I hate him. But to win 2 rings without a real QB, and on top of that, an even worse QB going into this season, the SEC didn't miss a playoff throughout this entire thing for 8 straight seasons, thanks to Georgia and Alabama. So one of the best runs in college football history with minimal offense. Clap for the Georgia football team.
You remember when they won their first championship?
Mm-hmm.
The first one, they said, oh, they lost 7 starters on defense. Yeah, they won't do it
again. Retool, right back.
They
right
did
back.
It again. Lost,
they got 5
and
more starters.
And then they lost 4 or 5 last year.
Yeah, for sure.
It was right back.
Yeah. Move right along to the Kansas City Chiefs. Weezy, grade their championship run, 8th through F.
I give it a B.
Yeah.
I give it a B. Well, the only thing with Patrick Mahomes in his championship run is so magical, he's always coming from behind. The one thing about him is that his run is so good, he's never played on the road.
It's gonna change this year.
He's never played on the road. It's probably, if he makes the playoffs, it's gonna change this year. But always coming back, always finding that 13 seconds against Buffalo.
Whoa, brother. That's wrong here, brother. We gotta talk about that. That ain't got nothing to do with this.
Yeah, rest in peace, Frank Wycheck, too. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Frank Wycheck. You bringing the music to America too, nigga? Like, that's what we doing? That's what we doing? That's what we doing right now? Like, that's what we do.
That's part of the Super Bowl run though, Jeff.
That was funny.
That was 2 years ago,
Weez.
That was last year.
No, that 13 seconds was 2 years ago, bro. That was 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
Super Bowl was.
That was last year.
No, it was not, Big Dog.
It's all good. Look,
COVID. Look, COVID.
Nah, I'm just saying,
we just
got
to wipe a little bit of that COVID. That's it.
What you got, Jeff?
I give this an A.
That's all I'm here for.
I give that run by Kansas City. Hey, you got to think about coming into the season. You lose Tyreek Hill by trade because you couldn't pay him. It's you exercise that the Joe Burrow demon that he had on his back the entire time. He was able to surpass that again. Not playing on the road, and then you play in our lifetime one of the best Super Bowls we've seen in our lifetime, and you're able to win there on the last second drive. So, to me, it's an A for everything they went through that year to get to the Super Bowl.
Coach?
I agree, it's an A. That, to me, this team was more dominant than the team that won a previous Super Bowl because this team went 14-3.
Heard you.
That previous team didn't go 14-3 throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I think they barely won a Super Bowl was because Mahomes was playing on one leg with their ankle injury.
True.
If he's 100%, I don't think that game is as close as it was. That's probably true, yeah. So I give this team an A also.
Okay. I roll with a B+. Great run. It was Kelce on Kelce Love. Can't, you know, replicate that any other way. But you can tell they're missing key guys on both sides of the ball this year. That once impossible team to stop on third downs, they haven't scored a point in the second half for three consecutive games, guys. So it's one of those things that their franchise, like Weezy mentioned, haven't really worked enough to address the wide receiver position since Tyreek Hill is gone. Despite everything, they're still in the running. I think they'll be a tough out any way that they go, but expectations should be tempered down a little bit considering the fact that they are missing a lot of guys on the offensive side of the ball, and they're expecting Marquez, Valdez, Scantlin to catch balls that are wide open. He's not going to do that. Moving on to college basketball, we start things off with the UConn's men's basketball team. Weezy, grade their championship run. A through F.
I mean, I give it an A, maybe okay. A B, because nobody expected them to win it. 100%. Yeah, that was a year that North Carolina should have been there. Nobody expected them to win it.
How old is North Carolina?
I'm just
relax, man. Just chill, man. Just chill.
Goodness gracious.
I'm sorry.
What? Yeah, but their championship should be a B. The coach Bobby Hurley. he can flat out coach. He's an old school basketball coach. He didn't really go in the portal.
Yeah.
He didn't really go in the portal. He groomed the team. That's an old school basketball coach.
Yeah. Shows that approach still works. You know, I we all like to splash at the transfer portal and stuff like that. One and done. They had a really good team in UConn.
Mm-hmm.
You know my motto: stay low, keep firing. They were like that all year. Showed up when it was tournament time. So I give them a B+.
Coach,
I give them a B. Like we just mentioned, nobody expected them to win that championship, and they really were not dominant in their conference. They finished fourth in the Big East.
Mm-hmm.
Had an overall record of 31-8. Of course, they had to win those six games to win and hold things. So they're really going into the NCAA tournament. They were 25-8. They went 13-7 in conference play.
Yeah.
So they wasn't a real dominant team, but they got it done because they got rolling at the right time. So I gave them a B.
Yeah, I'm rolling with an A for this team. No, but like Weezy mentioned, nobody picked those guys to win. It's hard to go back to back, though, if you're looking at this year. But they have a formula. They just outscore teams in college basketball now. Dan Hurley, man, he's playing – well, not playing. He's coaching himself into an even bigger gig. I think he's more of an NBA guy, but that's a whole other conversation. He lost three players to the NBA, and he's going to lose three more this year, at least first-round guys. It's insane what he has going on at UConn. They have a real chance, I think, of winning it all again this year.
Me too.
What about LSU's women basketball, Weezy? Great their run.
I think their run is probably bigger than better than the men's run.
Okay.
I mean, we get sidetracked from the off the end about off the court things with the girls and the NIL and how much money they're getting and how they're celebrating. But that coach right there is a monster. She's a monster.
Kim.
She's a monster at LSU. And then she did the opposite of what you can. She built her team through the transfer portal. Still is. Yeah. So that's, I give her an A.
This is an A+ for me. This is probably one of the best all around sports stories that you're going to see, because you saw a breakthrough in ratings and engagement. That's what I was trying to think about earlier, guys. Engagement.
Mm-hmm.
and just overall just experience of women's college basketball increased across the board. So I understand we're talking about just the championship run, but just knowing that how many people were invested in that Final Four.
All
in
compass,
oh, my God, man. Yeah. And you can only hope, and you're seeing that it's building up now this year in the regular season.
Yep.
Yeah.
What you got, Coach?
I give it an A as well. This team was dominant all year.
Yep.
They only lost two games all year. One was to South Carolina, who many predicted to win the national tournament because they were number one all year. And then they lost to Tennessee in the SEC semifinals of the tournament. But then once they got in the NCAA tournament, they just dominated the tournament, dominated the championship game, beating Iowa by 17 points.
Yep.
You don't see a lot of championship games on a national stage like that won by that many points.
Gotcha.
So for them to dominate like that, I gave them an A.
Yeah, I'm rolling with A+, like Weezy. They're loaded still to this day. I mean, their strength of schedule, very weak, and that's what kind of put them in a three spot last year where they had to go against so many formidable foes in the tournament last year. But the Tigers just really can't win that SEC tournament considering the fact that UT and South Carolina as of late has dominated. They haven't won an SEC championship in 16 seasons. So they got smacked in the conference championship last year, guys, by 24 points. So it is a difference of playing formidable opponents every year. It'll be tough to do a back-to-back. Haven't happened since Breonna Stewart, UConn in 2013 through 2017. The best women's basketball player in college history. She won four straight, guys. Breonna Stewart. It's not even close. Yeah.
It hit. One more thing about this. If they win it again this year,
yeah,
the portal can be dangerous for them.
They're capitalizing off of.
Yeah. And they will be the new Texas when it comes to money. Like,
when it comes to women's college basketball and money. Yeah.
The money's in LSU.
Yeah. But and Coach can attest to this. So this is all about winning a title in April. It's about getting hot in March. If you get hot in March, a little bit of February, and that's what happened with LSU's women's basketball and the way that they elevated that game throughout the entire summer all the way into the new year.
Because
it's cool to watch.
We're supposed to be saying this about South Carolina.
It is. Right? Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully.
Moving right along to the NBA, the Denver Nuggets, you got to grade their championship run, Weezy, A through F.
Well, you know, I don't want to give them an A, but you got to. I mean, you got to give them an A because in the NBA,
man, you talking into that.
No, well, here's the thing. I was on the fence, but when you dominate the best league at the highest level NBA, the whole season, and you stay healthy and you dominate, and you can't give them. I mean, you cannot give them. You got the back-to-back MVP on your team. He's every night in and every night 28 points or something like that, 20 points a game. You got to give him an A.
Yep. Jeff.
Other than Kendrick Perkins making it weird for everybody, so he didn't get the third MVP, you look at a team that swept the conference championship, dominated the final, this was an A. Like, this is a healthy Denver team is going to be difficult for anybody to beat. Now, I'm not saying they're going to be back-to-back this year, but the fact that they were healthy throughout the playoffs, they beat the teams that were in front of them. Say what you will about how easy it was, or you know things like that, but they beat the teams in front of them. They beat them handily. It was never in question. You got to take your head off to them,
Coach.
I gave him a B for the just simple fact of the regular season record. They went 53-29, but like Jeff mentioned, they were dominant in the playoffs. They only lost four games throughout the entire playoffs. And one came in the finals. So that's dominance when you're in the championship game, winning the series 4-1. So I gave the Nuggets a B.
Yeah, I gave them a B as well. The thing is, with a lot of stuff, you got to keep your stars healthy. Ultimately, the Denver Nuggets will only go as far as Nikola Jokic. Jamal Murray will take them. Mm-hmm. You have Julian Strother stepping up. You also have Peyton Watson stepping up. You lose Bruce Brown. That was a major piece and a cog of how good that team looked during that impressive playoff run. They need somebody to step up and do what Bruce Brown did for that team. They won't make a trade, so they have to do it with what they have, and I hope Peyton Watson or Julian Strother can do that. Moving on to the Las Vegas Aces. Grade their championship run, Weezy, A through F.
Dominant. I give them an A. Anytime you back-to-back in something at the highest level, you got to give them an A. That they went through tribulations. They went through trials. They got injured late in the season. Candace Parker didn't play. They still won.
Then in the game, in a deciding game, you lose
game
two
three.
Starters.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kia Stokes, and you also lose Chelsea Gray.
Yeah. So anytime you lose two key starters, after you're supposed to have a souped up team, and you lose them, and you still win back to back, that's dominant.
Gotcha. Jeff.
So yeah, back to back. That was the time when I came in here, and I was serious, and it still stood. Like, I didn't think it was going to lose a game.
Man, for sure.
They were favorites in everything, and they looked like they were, you know, and of course injuries happen, attrition happens.
If CP doesn't get hurt, they don't lose a game.
I don't see how they lose a game. Yeah. They just don't. As constructed. Now, the Liberty, the Liberty were a great team, but they were also considered another super team. For them to beat the Liberty in the finals in dominating fashion, even with those injuries, says you know how good of a team this is. It's constructed, well coached.
Yeah.
Just shout out to Alicia Clark, hometown. Yeah. Like, this is great, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach?
Yeah, I give it an A too, man. 34-6 in the regular season.
It's crazy.
The teams they lost to was the same team that they lost to in the finals, that one game they lost, the New York Liberty, because like Jeff mentioned, they were just as good and had Breonna Stewart, who you talked about, on that team. But when Chelsea Gray got hurt, like Jeff mentioned, 615, Alicia Clark stepped up huge. She was sixth woman of the year already, but she showed the veteran leadership and the capabilities that she has stepping up and helping them win that game after they had lost game three to the Liberty due to the injury. So a lot of people counted them out because they had already lost those two starters. Yeah. So everybody was like, oh, I don't know if they're going to be able to pull this off now. And they did what they did supposed to do. Had they play a step up, and they repeated as champs.
Went crazy. Yeah, you guys went through everything A-plus as well. I think they had the most dominant run of any of the champions that we mentioned so far. That core four of Asia Wilson, Chelsea Gray, Jackie Young, Kelsey Plum are all under contract next year. They have $500,000 in cap space to sign whoever the hell they want to. Probably some of that will go back to CP for one more run. I think they have a really good chance of actually pulling off a four-peat. Not necessarily a three-peat, but a four-peat. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Because I think they'll sneak in and get somebody like Jonquel Jones steal somebody. Like, you know, just one more person like that. Instead.
What do you call that with Jeff? Because that's past super duper.
Yeah, I don't know. We got to wait for it to happen, Coach. I ain't got it right now.
And the thing Jeff mentioned, Becky Hammon, they asked the entire WNBA, and the most highest-rated coach was Becky Hammon. Everybody wants to play for. It's hard to run away from that. They have all the facilities.
That's it too.
And Mark Davis just steps back and let the ladies that run the Las Vegas Aces do the job. So shout out to Mark Davis for sure.
That's why you got championship caliber squad.
Yeah, just because of that. Yeah. And last but not least, the Texas Rangers of Major League Baseball. We didn't talk about no soccer. I'm hot about that. Grade the championship run A through F, Weezy.
Texas Rangers? They weren't supposed to be it at all. That was actually, it's a friend of mine, my homeboy's team. Mr. Jackson, he loved Texas Rangers.
That's Mr. Jack.
Friend of the show.
Definitely friend of the show.
For sure.
Long time friend of the show.
Yeah.
Best man.
Damn, cameraman.
See how you got to go now?
Keep going, Weez. Focus, big dog. You got it.
They had one of the best lineups in the league this year. They had one of the best lineups in the league. At one point, they was not going to make the playoffs. They had to get in the play-in game to win the playoffs.
The play-in game is funny.
And they never lost a home game.
Correct.
Yep. They never lost a home game, and they hit bombs.
Bombs.
They hit bombs.
Bombs on Baghdad.
Bombs on Baghdad. Jeffrey.
All right. So, you know me in baseball. We like this. But, no. Really? All jokes aside. No. Yeah, no, I'm just big cap. Huge cap. Huge cap. Capadonna. But anyway, no. Like we just said, man, this team, they were not the favorites coming in. Of course, majority Braves fans in this room, a couple of Yankee fans squinkled in here every so often. But no, joke aside, the Rangers snuck in, hit the long ball. Everybody loves the long ball.
They do.
Chicks definitely love the long ball. Yeah.
They do.
That was a T-shirt. I had a T-shirt as a youth. Yeah. I had a T-shirt as a youth. Huh?
Go ahead, coach.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he does. I don't know, man. The Rangers, I don't know what – you got to give him a B. I do because it all came late.
Yeah, late run.
It was a late run. It's not nothing that was expected. They were never dominant throughout the year. Mm-hmm. But it's like any other sport, if you get hot at the right time, the sky's the limit. And that's what happened. They got hot at the right time. The back started working, and here we are. Win a World Series.
Yeah. Texas, man, I give them a B-, a year ahead of schedule. No team has ran back-to-back in a very long time, 98 to 2000 with my New York Yankees and Derek Jeter. Number two. Derek Jeter.
Speaking of baseball, real quick. You wasn't done, my bad.
Absolutely not.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Seriously.
Go ahead.
Do your thing, Doc.
No, you already stopped me now.
Well, speaking of baseball, we gotta. Dust Bacon needs 30 for 30. He needs 30 for 30.
Yeah, Dust Bacon was on crack, wasn't it? Was that Ron Washington?
Oh, that was Ron Washington.
Crack on Dust.
He had cancer. He beat cancer.
Yeah, he came with crack on.
Right, C dog. Wrong word.
Come on,
man.
Because he won a championship.
He stopped me to talk about this.
Go ahead, dude.
Yeah, for sure. But this is the thing. They got to get that bullpen in order, guys. That's priority number one. They missed out on Ohtani. They didn't have a big enough market to get him. Beyond the young players, they got a solid core, young pieces. Not favorites, but a solid group moving on to number six. We have Victor Wembanyama takes his talent to the NBA. The question since day one was, can Victor Wembanyama deliver on what would be ridiculous expectations for anyone else in NBA history. Weezy, discuss Victor Wembanyama's first year so far in the NBA.
Man, as a rookie coming in with the hype, I give him a B.
We're not doing that.
No, I'm just breaking it down. Okay. But he's not. We can see he's not fragile. He's withstanding the, you know, everybody say, oh, he's too little. He ain't been hurt yet. That's not going wood.
Man.
And he's been playing well. Yeah. He's been playing well. So I ain't got no knock on Wimby right now.
Okay. Jeff? The only negative I have about Victor, or Tricky Vic is what I like to call him, is that if you don't have league pass, you're going to have to watch him lose a lot of games this year.
Yeah.
Because of the hype and because of the rightfully so hype because of the way.
Shit, they play them on. They got to start flexing them off. I'm tired of watching.
With this win streak, with this losing streak they got, yeah. It's up there. Nah, it's not close to those Pistons. Shout out to AB. Goodness gracious, those Pistons. They didn't win in November at all. Coach.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm getting sidetracked.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, but the thing is, we're going to have to watch him lose a lot of games this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're watching him fight through some things. We're also watching his Spurs teammates realize the cameras are on them, and they're shooting a lot of balls they shouldn't be shooting.
Yeah.
Like, we're not here for you guys. We're here to see Tricky Vicky.
Yeah.
I understand you guys got a paycheck to earn, too.
They do.
But get the ball to the guy we're here to see. But as far as his hype and what he's been taking his talents at the NBA – it's amazing, man. He's fun. We have not seen. It's one of those times you hear that's an overused statement in sports, but we literally have not seen this before.
Yeah,
and it's fun to watch.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Coach,
he's living up to the hype right now. Like Weezy mentioned, hope he doesn't get injured. He showed me something in the other game the other night where he rolled his ankle completely.
Yeah.
And was regular like it didn't even happen.
Yeah, I was out for two games watching that.
Coach. Yeah, I was like, I can't. I was like, oh, that's not going to be good.
2 months.
And he just came running back like nothing happened. Yeah. Almost like a damn deer.
Yeah.
So he's living up to the hype.
Yeah.
Even though he's losing a lot of games, it's hard for him to dominate the game because he doesn't have the ball in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he's a two-guard or where the ball is running through him all the time. He'll be fine. They just have to get him a little help, but he'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the worst we'll see of Victor Wembanyama. He has a draft class that's, let's just be real, remarkably short on names. He's already elite defensively. I think he's top three, top four. For a defensive player of the year as a rookie. So, just not as efficient as we thought. But the reason he's not efficient is because he's getting grenades, like Jeff's mentioned. Last second shot clock stuff. He has to work with short time. So, you got Jeremy Sochan playing point guard. That's when I knew they weren't going to win games. Like, where's Trey Jones? Like, why don't you have him? He's been a point guard his entire life. No, you want to run point guard with a 6'7" power forward. No, that's ridiculous. And that's why they win total set at 29.5, and they'll go way beyond that. It'll be close to 22. But they aren't building anything as far as, like, win now. It's long-term with him, and I think it's a long way to go, but I think he's going in the right direction. You got one more? What's up?
No, I think with Wimby, we're going to see a lot.
Say this when you said
it. Because I want to interrupt you. I didn't want to interrupt
you. No, you should have said it when you had it. It came back to me.
But I think with Wimby, we're going to see a lot of early LeBron years with Wimby. When a lot of free agents want to go play with him. We might see a Larry Hughes and the Ricky Davis days and all them boys. We're going to see a lot of that. I don't know if it's going to be good for him
because
that team sucks.
It's a bad team.
But we're going to see that.
Yeah. Move right along to the curious case of Zion Williamson off the court. Zion Williamson has played in 114 games in 4 years as an average of 28.5 per season. As a result, every mention of Zion's generational talent now comes with a conjunction with concerns about his off-court decisions and, more importantly, his health and fitness. Weezy, how do you feel about the future of Zion Williamson?
Zion, let me holler at you for a second.
All right.
I feel you because I'm a fast food guy, Zion. I watched the Burger King commercial. Like, damn, it look good. I'm a fast food guy. I see the hot sign at the donut spot, and I gotta go get it. But you can't do that, bro. You got to chill because I got to go to work every morning. You got to go out there and play, dog. And then they're gonna take it away from you. You got to chill, dog. I know Captain D's is good. I know Chick-fil-A's still good. I know them French fries at McDonald's when they hot, they fire. But you got to chill, bro.
Go.
You got to chill.
I agree. What you got, Jeff?
All right. I'll make this short and sweet. Everything. Everything Weezy said is true. Also, make better choices and
your company that you keep.
That's it.
That's the main thing. Yeah. It's the company that you keep. Not going to go into details.
Nah, that's it.
Yeah, just the company that you keep.
Off them Hims pills.
Yeah, guys, stay off them pills.
Off that Blue Chew.
Stay off them gas station pills, big dog. Yeah. Yeah, stop, you know, stop living out your fantasies, your fetishes, with you know what I'm saying? Just, you know. Yeah. It was rough watching him against the Lakers in the
Man, you can tell he kicked it.
Yeah,
he didn't run full speed. Because
you watching him, like, oh, he's tired.
He's tired.
It's 10 minutes left in the first
quarter. I knew when you came in and was mad at Zion, I said, oh, okay, he's he finally. I've been telling you that for 6 months.
I saw that game. Now, mind you, he bounced back with 36 points the next night.
Yeah, because he had a break, and he wasn't off the Hims pills in Vegas.
Oh, my God.
He was in Vegas. He had 3 days off.
At the Buttery Red.
Yeah. Going crazy. Man. Wasn't nothing left.
Buffet. The Buttery Red to the buffet.
Wasn't nothing left.
Yeah, wasn't nothing left.
Boy
was dehydrated.
You sending a baby tiger one.
Hey, this is Zion.
Hey, man, Zion, listen. You got to get our New Orleans style.
Food good everywhere, coach.
They going to find the food. We're going to get the fire for
sure. He needs to go to Utah.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, food is good everywhere. But when people mention food, New Orleans.
Yeah, it is.
You
it
gotta is, get out of New Orleans.
Nah. Zetterin. They say the boy eat the table.
You gotta get out of. I understand you dropped the McDonald's and the Cavendish, but that ain't what he eating.
No, he eating red beans and rice.
Yeah, he the fried catfish and all that. He gotta get out of Zion. I mean, you gotta get out of New Orleans, dog. You got to, man. And you gotta get somebody that can tell you can't eat that, dog.
That's it.
You can't
across
eat
across the board.
Across the board.
You can't eat that. Y'all.
Come on.
Across
man.
The board.
Whichever one you want.
You can't eat that.
I'm gonna pitch me a po' boy this weekend.
I bet you are.
come on, Crib.
Yeah,
bro.
I know.
Po' boy gonna be fighting.
I know.
Fried.
Yeah, I already know.
No air fry in the grease.
Why you look like it? That way see you.
Come on.
Alright, my turn. Okay. So you are the max player, Zion. You are the future of USA basketball, Zion. You're the most important pick in the franchise's history. He just has to play up to the expectations. There's a lot of people depending on you. The Pelicans put a lot into you. Trey Murphy gets in there. He looks just as good as what you're doing. I'm being honest. I'm telling you, it doesn't really affect him in games because, let's just be real, he still weirdly has that explosiveness. It's just the second jump he doesn't have anymore. That's the thing that's missing. Career lows this year, several stats, but he's been exposed for his major weakness right now. If you can't have that second jump or burst of explosion, you got to be able to shoot. Yeah. Bronson was playing him from the paint.
Yeah.
They was making him shoot. And if you don't have that generational talent that you had prior to, you got to get a second act. When Mike lost the explosion, he turned into a mid-range shooter. Kobe, you got to figure out a jump shot. That's the way to elevate Zion into the next level. It's just too early for that already. It's too early.
It's too early to have that conversation.
Yeah.
We should not be having
right.
That's should crazy. Not have to have that conversation.
You're supposed to be living on the rim still.
Yeah,
still.
Crazy
bounce right there.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Moving right along to Lionel Messi joining the MLS. His impact was felt off the pitch and on the pitch, where he picked up where he left off in a storied career that began in Barcelona and passed through Paris before landing with Inter Miami in August. Weezy, talk about Lionel Messi's run with MLS.
This was a huge deal for me. This one probably the biggest deal on the list.
Okay.
Financially for the whole city of Miami. That team, who that owner knew exactly what they was doing. They gave him all that money, and he did exactly what he's supposed to do. It was a quick turnaround.
What?
Quick profit.
Yep.
Quick
ROI.
Yeah, quick ROI.
Huge.
They won the in-season tournament.
Yes, they did.
Which that's all they wanted to do.
Facts.
They were selling out tickets everywhere. Yep. You couldn't buy a ticket nowhere in the United States.
Where $30 tickets have turned into $175.
Number one jersey sales.
Yeah.
Of course, Messi got his cut. He owns part of the team now. Yeah. He got a huge house in Miami.
Yeah.
But that was a quick ROI. They didn't want to win the whole thing. They just wanted to do what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll just speak on the Nashville game.
Yeah.
The fact that Nashville was so into a soccer game, people had no idea what the cup was they were playing for. Mm-hmm. They didn't understand that, hey, this isn't. There are people think, oh, the season's over. Nah, bro, this is like middle of the season. They got a whole other half of the season going. Yeah. What? They didn't understand that.
Right.
Nashville, this is the first time, no disrespect to the Predators or the Titans, first time that we've seen a Nashville team play for a championship in a long time.
Yeah.
So just to see Messi bring that type of atmosphere to the city, you couldn't get a ticket.
Yeah.
prime time, playing into the wee hours of the morning.
And won the game.
And locked in. It was good.
Yeah. And Nashville's good.
Yeah, MLS.
Nashville's good.
Yeah, we got a good squad.
It was. I mean, it's a storybook ending, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't write it no better than how it happened. You bring him over here, he changes everything for your organization, and he wins the chip, like you mentioned. It can't be a better story written for it. It's one of the biggest deals in MLS.
Yeah, I mean, it's epic year. If you look at, they're putting out a release on December the 20th for their schedule. So that never happened in MLS. Yeah. It's a huge deal now. The league's first year of a 10-year, $2.5 billion media rights deal with Apple just coincides with the start of Messi coming to MLS. They knew what they were doing with that. Yeah. But now you got to work in luring more stars there. And you can't get Neymar because Neymar tore his ACL and his MCL, so he's out until 2024-ish. Yep. So you got to settle for Antoine Griezmann, who plays for Atletico Madrid. He's a really good player too.
Not for sure.
That's Mbappe.
That's
Mbappe. I know Mbappe.
Not Mbappe. He's a Caucasian.
Talking about Haaland that plays for Manchester City. It's a bunch of young guys.
He's blonde.
We're not getting no young guys. Griezmann is 35.
The money ain't there yet.
We ain't gonna get the young guys. But I'm saying a guy like Griezmann would be good. Neymar would be really good because he's had so much appeal in the States. Neymar, his first name is, I forgot his first name, but he goes by Neymar. It's just Neymar.
I got you.
All right. Moving on to the third event. It's more eyes on women's basketball with Brittany Griner and LSU's women's basketball team. The women's tournament continue the momentum we've seen around women's sports as they had record viewership and cultural buzz. Wheezy. Do you got a dog in this fight?
All right,
kick things off.
I kind of covered this a little bit. We talked about championship runs, but if you really think about this, we watched the world tune into that women's college basketball Final Four for whatever reason you chose.
Yeah, for sure.
It was some weird reasons. Some people were watching. Yeah. Some great reasons why you watched. But no matter what, you were entertained. You got some great basketball. Mm-hmm. WNBA, same thing. You tuned in because you wanted to. You saw two super teams go at it, and you saw one reign triumphant. The Brittany Griner situation, a lot of weirdos was watching that for some different reasons as well. They want her to come home, but she's home. So, to me, these were some of the most women's basketball players delivered with all those eyes were on them, and that's the best thing about it. Because you're not gonna be able to retain everybody, but the people who you called, you inspired some young ladies who may have been on the fence about hooping, or who wanted to feel like you had a reason to stay in America and play basketball, and you now have it.
College women's basketball was really, really brought to light different this year because you had people honestly saying they thought the women's NCAA tournament was more exciting than the men's NCAA tournament.
It's been like that the last 2 years too. It's crazy.
And the star power is what made it.
That's it.
You have your Caitlin Clarks. You had your Angel Reese's. Yep. You have
Paige Becker's coming back.
But
Stanford?
No. I just
South Carolina?
Name. No, the other girl that plays with Angel Reese.
Oh, Flage.
Flage, had her. And then Louisville, they had their run
who has now gone to LSU.
Right. So the transfer portal is not only going crazy for men, it's going crazy for the women the same way. Yeah. And it's just bringing the attention that women's basketball has not been getting lately until up on Reese's last few years, deservingly so, because they're talent. They're like Caitlin Clark is a walking bucket. No matter who she plays against, she's going to always make an exciting game and make you want to watch. And then, of course, it was great to see Brittany Griner finally come home. That was just crazy, the whole situation, how that went down. But women's basketball is becoming more and more acceptable in households.
I think it's in the best space we've seen in our lifetime. You got young stars like everybody mentioned, Paige and Angel Reese and things like that. But then you have a girl at USC who's better than all of them. And she's a freshman. Yeah, you know, so with Juju Watkins, man, she has to stay 3 years. And that's tough. That's going to be tough. But she might test the waters, especially considering the fact that she's a Rich Paul client already.
You better believe it, Jay.
Man, you know, she's, I think,
Better believe it, Jay.
Yeah, no, for sure. So if you look at how things are going, man, the WNBA has to capitalize off this sooner rather than later because people are saying that they stop even paying attention to some of these girls. If you look at the young lady that played for South Carolina, They won Rookie of the Year, plays for the Indiana Fever now. Yeah, we stopped paying attention to her. Mm-hmm. So we have to, usually in certain situations, when Christian Laettner and Shaquille O'Neal and all of those guys came from college to the NBA, we just start paying attention to them in the NBA. I think we have to figure out a way to get the WNBA just as intention. I get it. It's only 2 or 3 months in the summer, and that's the reason why it's not as a big deal that we miss out on some of the WNBA talent. But
Aaliyah Boston, I want to give her a credit.
Aaliyah Boston. That's exactly who it is. Yeah, but you just, there's just 12 teams. That's 144 players. You got to figure out a way to expand it. You have to sooner rather than later. Yeah, and they got to seize the moment.
Yeah,
just entirely too much talent. And number two, Weezy, we'll kick things off with you with this one. It's college football realignment. In just a couple of months, college football, as we know it, will change forever. The Pac-12 has lost a lot. The Big 12 lost a lot. Yeah, the SEC and the Big Ten are instances of the rich getting richer, adding bigger names from all of the Power Five conferences. Let's talk about college football's realignment.
I think it's good for college football. Yeah. College football is turning into, it's almost like college basketball with the parity so spread out. Everybody's good. Everybody's fast. You don't have to be the big Derrick Henry running back no more that plays for Alabama just to play the SEC. Florida International might have one of those. Everybody has a speed guy. Everybody has a quarterback or the offense suited to their quarterback to make a run in their conference. The 12 teams is a lot, but you have to do it that way to make it fair. Four is just not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Four is just not enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Four is enough.
Yeah.
Two is enough. But here's what I think. To me, with college football, I make this quick. We're 5 years away. It's going to be two major conferences, Big Ten and SEC. That's how it's going to be. And they're going to be split up in those two, and that's where the national champion will come from. The rest of the schools that are still ACC, other conferences, Conference USAs, things like that, will go to a more playoff-based tournament, 32-team type of thing, like 16-team type of thing, like high school.
Like the FCS.
Yeah, like the FCS. They'll go to a situation like that because the other two will completely separate from the NCAA. It would just be college football championship, Big Ten, SEC, one representative from both. It'll be just like the NFL in 5 years. They'll be completely separate from the NCAA. That's the goal.
Okay. Coach.
I'm going to talk about it from a different perspective. You know, all these teams are moving across. Mm-hmm. Your Oregon's going to the Big Ten. It's completely across the country. Yeah. But what people are not talking about and realizing is how this is going to affect the other sports in those schools.
1,000%.
You have your tennis teams, your golf teams. They're going to have to be flying from California all the way to
the Midwest.
Yes, yeah. to play a match. Yeah. And it's not like football where they only play on Saturday, they go back. With different sports like volleyball, softball, they play weekend games. So they'll play on a Friday and a Saturday or Tuesday or Wednesday. So that money is going to go crazy as far as the travel for these different sports. Now, these schools can afford it, but it's going to affect your other smaller conferences like the Americans, the Conference USAs, who don't have the multi-billion dollar budgets that these SECs or Power Five schools have. So that's when you're going to get into situations where as a parent of your student athlete playing at Oregon, you're not going to be able to travel to all these games because they're going to be going completely across the country all the time now.
Yeah.
So that's the negative of the college football realignment that I see.
Yeah, I mean, just look at it. Like a team like the ACC, with a conference like the SEC, I mean, the ACC is Cal, SMU, and Stanford joining. Dude, Cal has to fly all the way to Florida State.
Makes no sense.
To play
across the country.
That's nuts. That's nuts, man. And, you know, so – that's why the ACC has to make a splash. If not, they're going to lose a team like FSU to the Big Ten. San Diego State has to figure out a way to get into the Pac-12 because they're thinking about losing and we're moving from the Mountain West. Everybody will Pac-12, be a casualty of war. No, but Pac-12 still got teams, bro. It's like five
teams.
No, that's what I'm saying, but it won't be called a Pac-12 no more.
What I'm saying is they're trying to merge with the Mountain West, and that will now be the Pac-12, which is insane. But if FSU goes, and I'm just literally talking about the ACC because you're looking at Cal having to go to Florida State to play a volleyball game. Mm-hmm. Where do they play their game at?
But that kind of speaks to what I'm not sticking on this too long. That's why it speaks to what I was saying about eventually it'll just be those two and everybody else will go back to another side of normal, right?
Yeah.
Because you won't – there's no way you can keep that up. It's just not feasible. Economically.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. And last but not least, it's Coach Prime taking over college football. Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, has turned Colorado into must-see TV, Pro Football Hall of Famer, inherited a one-win team and completely turned over the roster in one offseason. Ended up going 4-8 in his first year as the head guy at Colorado. Weezy, what's next for Coach Prime in Colorado football?
What's next for him? he got to go to a bowl game next year.
Yeah.
He got to go to a bowl game.
Should have went this year.
Yeah, he should have went this year. He dropped the wrong game. But here's the thing, what he did. From February of last year, when he got signed to Colorado, the whole college football, everybody watched him the whole offseason. Mm-hmm. YouTube, everything was all about Colorado football all the way until the start of the season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even when they was losing,
yeah,
you still watched them. The whole world was talking about him. So he did his job. The only thing he didn't do, he got a These other teams play real football too. he had a hard schedule this year.
Had a very hard schedule.
He played against Oregon, USC. Yeah. He had a hard schedule this year.
Very hard schedule.
But he got to win some more games. He got to stay healthy, and he's doing it.
Yeah.
From what I've seen,
got to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think one thing I mean this with the utmost respect, we saw as the season unfolded that this is a fairly new coach.
Yeah.
Right. Because people bought into the thought of prime time being on the sidelines and loving Deion and things like that, but then you saw some of those decisions. You saw how how the season went on. You saw a coach that was still trying. He's still trying to figure out how to be a coach at that level.
Yeah, and we saw that with Mike Norvell his first year. We saw it with Billy Napier his first year.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Big games. Yeah, yeah. It's hard. It's easier coaching at Louisiana Lafayette, Memphis.
Yeah.
Jackson State. But those are big decisions that you see in front of him. He did the same thing when he was at Jackson State, or Mike Norvell did it at Memphis. Yeah. So, in turn, we got to give him grace for that first year.
Yeah, exactly what I'm saying.
That's his first year.
But he's – I hope that those same people that were calling them the African-Americans, the Black America's team and all that, I hope they give him the grace that he deserves because that type of hype can turn on you real quick.
And it did.
Yeah.
Some people did.
I'm just saying, like, it did.
And it will continue.
That's what I'm saying.
It'll
start to get visceral at one point.
Come on, man.
They just changed from not paying attention to why is he still there.
Yeah.
I can't believe we liked him.
Yeah.
All stuff like that. That's what I'm talking about.
What you got, Coach?
I think he's on the right track. He's going to be fine. Watching the games, the blaring or glaring hole for them was the trenches.
Yep.
At the end of the day, the skill positions, everything, they were fine. And he's addressed that. He got the number one offensive lineman in his class to commit to Colorado.
Yep.
So you're seeing he's already getting those things squared away. He got a transfer, another offensive lineman.
Go ahead, Coach.
That he has coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's separated them from everybody else. The offensive line, the defensive line. So, and it happens. Even though you had all those people in the transfer portal, he didn't really get a lot of linemen in that transfer portal that first year. But now he's addressing that.
That kid that we're talking about, the number one, he's still taking visits, though.
Yeah, he is.
So he's committed, but he's still going to Oregon.
He going there. The money going to be good.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Let's not count him yet.
Yeah, he'll be there. And even without that kid, they have the number one ranked team as far as the transfer portal as we record this podcast, and five of those guys are offensive linemen. So an obvious emphasis, like Coach mentioned, is because Shadur was the most sacked quarterback in the Power Five, and they had the worst rushing game in all the Power Five. So in turn, you got to make sure that you can't turn over the roster again, because half the guys that he brought there were transfers. They can't transfer again because they have to sit out a year. So either you get rid of said guys and put them in a bad spot, and you don't want to do that because there's going to be a lot of backlash, like Jeff mentioned about that. So moving on to the Big 12, you got to figure out your footing in the Big 12. It's going to be another rough year for them. I predict another rough year at the start of next year again, one more time. But Coach Prime standing out there said they'll make the college football playoffs next year. It's a big I would say just focus on winning.
Just get a bowl.
Or getting
bowl.
To a bowl.
Six
yeah.
wins.
Just get because it's a big jump.
I understand real quick. Because I know you mentioned you feel like they have skilled players. I don't think they have enough skilled players.
Yeah. Well, I don't either. But
I thought it was great that Travis Hunter played both sides of the ball. I don't want him to do that anymore.
No. Nah.
I really don't want him to have to. Because he played every freaking snap.
Yeah,
that ain't cool.
He's
like high school.
It looked and it showed late in
the season.
He's tired.
Yeah. And that is our recap of 2023 in sports stories. Let us know if we missed out on anything you guys want us to talk about as we hand out our FSPs next week. That's always fun. Dubious award of FSPs. We gotta get a cool little trophy. Work on that. Yeah, but out of those stories, I really do think Coach Prime is the biggest story of all of those. Wouldn't you say? Maybe the worldwide is Lionel Messi, but
it's Messi.
Yeah, worldwide. But in the United States, it was Coach Prime. He was everywhere, dog. He was on Good Morning America. He was on
those first 4 weeks.
Yeah.
What's most underrated out of all these?
Most underrated.
All of these.
Probably women's basketball.
I think the Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah, yeah. I think women's basketball. Period. Man, what Juju Watkins is doing right now?
Hey man, she a bucket.
I haven't seen a freshman like this since Maya Moore.
Bucket,
walking bucket.
She's so confident. Ooh. Like I ain't never seen nothing like. She can play in the WNBA.
She been here before.
Now, to answer questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment, give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page, on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe. More importantly, give it to tell a friend. Weezy.
Everything paid for, big baby.
Coach.
Get a drummer song.
Jeff.
Camera's always on, brother.
Cameraman, the Revolution will be podcasted. We are out.
Peace to the Full Press Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press Podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The Revolution will be podcasted.